Hi and welcome to the podcast. My name is Greg Marshall and I'm the Vice President of Global Programs for the Flight Safety Foundation. Today I'll be speaking with Gretchen Haskins, who is the CEO of an organization called Heli Offshore, which is dedicated to enhancing global safety in the offshore helicopter industry. Gretchen is also a board member of the Flight Safety Foundation and a fellow of the Royal Aeronautical Society. Gretchen is an internationally recognised expert in human factors and safety and has an extensive record of leadership in raising aviation safety performance by increasing partnership with the global aviation safety community. The former Group Director of the UK Civil Aviation Authority's Safety Regulation Group and Group Director of Safety at NATS, the main air service navigation provider in the United Kingdom, Gretchen is a long-time champion of initiatives that improve frontline operational safety. She has also advised NATO on human performance and critical safety systems. Gretchen, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Greg.
So perhaps the best place to start, Gretchen, is if you could tell us a little bit more about Heli Offshore.
Certainly, Greg. Heli Offshore is a global safety-focused association for the offshore helicopter industry. We now have over 102 members, including more than 30 helicopter operators, all four major manufacturers, and companies along the supply chain, including safety system providers. Through collaboration with our members, we're delivering an industry-wide safety program to enhance safety worldwide. We're bringing together the global offshore helicopter industry so that no lives are lost through offshore flight. Information is shared to prevent accidents. Best practice is used by the global frontline. Our combined activities provide cost benefits to members, and collective action delivers breakthroughs in safety performance.
And your membership is quite impressive for the period of time that you've had the organization, or since the organization was first put together. How did this collaboration with all of these organizations come about?
Well, our industry is one where collaboration has always been key to safety. Over many years, there was a great number of collaborative efforts around safety systems and procedures, but no one organization had the objective to solely enhance safety across the global industry. So in October 2014, five helicopter operators founded Heli Offshore with the remit to bring together organizations across our industry to collaborate for safety. It was fantastic because we had leadership from the top. The CEOs of these companies are on our board today.
Yeah, and as we all know, safety leadership is imperative. So this was exactly 2 years ago. What have you achieved since the launch of Heli Offshore?
It's been amazing. I've been really gratified to see the amount of participation of our members in the safety program. So over the past 2 years, we've brought together industry experts to collaborate around the priorities that our members have identified. An early deliverable was a best practice guidance document for the use of health and usage monitoring systems, which is being implemented now across the industry. Early on, we also established information sharing, enabling operators to exchange safety information through an online system. And now we're using that data to identify trends and safety priorities worldwide. Another priority to work on was working with the manufacturers to help develop flight crew operations manuals. Now, I know these are a normal thing in fixed wing, but because helicopters have so many different types of operational use, it's not standard to have a flight crew operations manual delivered with a helicopter. But Airbus actually showed real leadership in creating the first helicopter offshore flight crew operations manual last year. And that was followed by Sikorsky and now Leonardo. And Bell will be introducing one with their 525 helicopter when it comes into service.
Excellent.
Yeah. And other things have been, it's been really amazing to me. We also brought together operators to share their experiences on how to improve flight path management, particularly how to avoid wrong deck landings. And crucially, what has been achieved is a new level of trust and willingness to exchange data and work together for safety. One example of that is we're now looking at a helicopter terrain avoidance warning system, and that system is being delivered through collaboration across all stakeholder groups, from the suppliers to the manufacturers to the operators, oil companies, and regulators, to make sure we can get the system into service quickly. So what I see is that this collaborative work is allowing us to get things done faster and more effectively than ever before.
Yeah, those are great examples of a collaborative approach in industry designed to achieve improvements. So Gretchen, tell us a little bit more about your future strategy.
So one of the most important conversations we have with our members is to help formulate our safety strategy. And we use accident data, but we also use experience and expertise from our members to decide what are the areas that will make the greatest difference to safety in the front line. And for those, we set up a series of work streams. And currently, our work streams focus in areas like system reliability and resilience, operational effectiveness, and that includes effective use of automation and effective obstacle avoidance. And then we look at survivability at sea. And finally, we look at the enablers that help to ensure those performance outcomes are achieved. Things like information exchange, leadership and culture, and effective procedures, training, and design.
So Gretchen, looking at your strategy, it's clear that a great deal of future focus will be on enhancing the use of automation.
Yes, we're seeing more and more modern helicopter designs being introduced, and we're also using accident data to inform our priorities. And it's clear that a significant number of accidents would be avoided if automation was used to its full potential. So earlier this year, we invested in eye tracking research and activities to enhance the use of automation. The eye tracking research is the result of collaboration between a number of HeliOffshore members. For example, Airbus helicopters donated time in their simulator, and pilots from Babcock, Bristow, and CHC helicopter participated in the study. HeliOffshore is using the results to improve training and standard operating procedures, and it's giving feedback to manufacturers about the design and automation of cockpits. And linked to this, at our conference in May, industry leaders agreed to accelerate the implementation of the enhanced train warning system, which will give pilots significantly more warning time and reduce accidents as a result of flight into terrain or obstacles.
So you talk about safety performance rather than risk management. What does safety performance mean for the offshore helicopter industry?
Well, for me, it's an opportunity to move from reactive to proactive. And it's an opportunity to move from risk management to performance improvement. And the simple difference is we're talking about accuracy, timeliness. What are the things that people have to do well day to day in the front line to help prevent accidents? And we're using a drive for those actions that are going to best support operational performance in the front line.
So Gretchen, how can data help?
So I'm a big fan of using leading indicator data to help drive safety performance improvement. And as I said, I think that you can start to collect data about what happens day to day in the front line. And that means you can get much bigger data samples much more quickly, and you can proactively take action to drive improved performance. It also, I think, helps you to have data-driven decision-making at all levels, including investment decisions. And we can start to look at what are the investments in resources and in finance that are actually going to make the greatest difference to safety in the front line, and help people who are making investment decisions see the benefits delivered by their investment. And we can also help to set requirements for delivery of safety benefits. So if you're looking at something measurable, like how accurately someone can do something or how quickly someone can do something, you can measure that as part of simulation or as part of the introduction to service of a new design, training, or procedure. And finally, if we measure things in terms of things that people do every day in the front line, we can have a much better link between what happens in the front line and what happens in the boardroom to confirm the actions have had the desired effect.
A very good point. So tell us about how you're working with the national and regional regulators.
So I don't know, for those that don't know, I did work as safety director for the UK CAA. And one of the things that's important is that we're working very closely with regulators. Many regulators around the world are moving towards performance-based regulation, where again, they're trying to look at indicators, leading indicators of safety performance in the front line, in addition to collecting accident and incident data. And then looking at what are the best practice standards and what are alternative means of compliance in order to foster innovation and further improvement across the industry. So one example of this is we're working with the European safety regulator, and the safety performance model that we have at the heart of our strategy is also being included in their regional safety plan. So that's just one more way of helping to align efforts worldwide towards a set of priorities that are really going to drive performance improvement. And also, the Flight Safety Foundation BARS offshore helicopter standard is linked to our model. In fact, our model was inspired by the BARS standard. And that standard is looking at compliance and best practice standards for each of the key performance areas. Where we know if we can make improvements, we can deliver improved safety performance worldwide.
Once again, a good example of collaboration within the industry. You've mentioned the front line a few times. If you could reach out to, say, all of the pilots, engineers, safety managers, and others at the front line of our industry, what would you say to them?
I would say our industry's top leaders are genuinely and deeply committed to safety. Individually and collectively, through Heli Offshore, they are working to provide you with the tools, processes, and systems that mean you can perform your roles safely every day. We also need to hear from you at the front line about how your current tools, processes, and systems are working. By using your company's reporting system, your safety report may end up de-identified with Heli Offshore, and we can create that virtuous cycle of feedback from the front line to make sure that our actions are having the desired effect in the front line where it counts.
Gretchen, thanks very much for that in-depth insight into Heli Offshore, and as I mentioned earlier on, a great example of collaboration within the industry. Gretchen will actually be presenting on day one of our International Air Safety Summit in Dubai on Monday the 14th of November. So you can hear more from Gretchen and catch up with her and talk a little bit more about the activities that Heli Offshore is involved in. Gretchen, thanks very much for being a part of this podcast.
It's my pleasure, Greg.
The Flight Safety Foundation's International Air Safety Summit will be held in Dubai between the 14th and 16th of November. And following that summit, we'll be holding our first ever safety seminar in New Delhi in India on Friday the 18th of November. This will be followed by a half-day workshop being held on Saturday the 19th of November. And this workshop will be focused on our Basic Aviation Risk Standard program. This workshop will be of interest to both aircraft operators and regulators alike. Well, that's it for this podcast. Until next time.